The next patient is Brooker Johnson. The last name is J-O-H-N-S-O-N. First name Brooker, Booker, B-O-O-K-E-R. This is a clinical case of a 66-year-old patient of Dr. Lugo, L-U-G-O, that has been referred to his office because of the presence of proteinuria and decreased kidney function. At the present time, in the laboratory workup that was done on March the 7th of 2024, the serum creatinine is 1.78 and the estimated EFR is 42. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 594 milligrams per gram of creatinine despite of the administration of Jardiance 10 milligrams every day. Has remained about the same, period. I have to review the retroperitoneal ultrasound that is consistent with hypercholinergicity, but however, no evidence of calcifications or evidence of obstruction. The important information is that this patient has had a history of hypertension for more than 30 years. The hypertension has not been out of control, but we still have the proteinuria. Number two, in the urinalysis, there is no evidence of casts, no evidence of hematuria, no evidence of pyuria, and the protein is trace. Period. Following number. The patient has a fasting blood sugar that is 97. Following number, this patient has had episodes of gout and is in the great toes. He's taking 300 milligrams of allopurinol, and the uric acid is 6.9. Whether the patient has uric acid-associated pathology with deposition all over could be a consideration, and we are going to observe that the patient, he might be a candidate for the administration of Krystexxa. Following number, hypothyroidism and replacement therapy. The patient is feeling well. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the chart and the lab, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 8 minutes.